An important post on Story Empire that should be read by both readers and writers. How many readers really know how long it takes to get a book published? Readers, please read this. You write the first draft. That might take anything from a few months to years. It's not perfect. There are many things wrong with it. There are the obvious things, like typos, of course, but lots of other things can be wrong. Timing, for one. You might find you have your protagonist take a week to get from one point to another, but someone else only take a couple of days using the same transport. You might find your protagonist is blonde in chapter 1, only to turn up a redhead in chapter 20, and she's not been to a hairdresser. People's names. Check the spelling is consistent all through. I've occasionally changed the name of a character or place during the writing. A check needs to be done to ensure all the references have the new name. Word usage. Have you used every word with the correct meaning? I read a book where someone edged towards a rabbit, I assumed the author meant edged. Do you really need that scene? Does it add anything to the story? Do you need to delete it? These are just a few of the things that need to be checked. I could go on, but it's get boring. So you see, there are a number of rewrites for every book. This can take months, too, before it's ready for publishing. Perhaps the book then goes to critique groups or beta readers and work needs to be done on their comments. Maybe something isn't clear to the readers that you think is perfectly obvious because you know the story so well. Cover design, formatting, professional editing, etc. needs to be done. All in all, there is a lot of work goes into publishing a book, and the author deserves to be paid for it. And the musician and artist, in the case of those subjects, too. Read the post on Story Empire. Pirates. They are fine for stories told within the pages of the books we read. But book piracy is another story altogether. Illegal book consumption accounts for 17% of all downloaded e-books. This is stealing. Those who download and read books for free are just as guilty of theft as those who offer the books on hundreds of illegal sites scattered across the internet. If you've ever Googled the titles of your own books or your author's name, you've probably found your work being offered for free on one or more of these sites. But now that you've made this discovery, what can you do about it? It's your work. You own the copyright. Continue reading here.